With us today is former Commissioner Ray Kelly. And what a mess we have in our hands in New York. And who else to find out what the heck we should do but talk to the former commissioner that was commissioner for New York for one of the longest commissioners we ever had. Ray Kelly, how are you today?
I'm fine, John. Thanks for having me.
What a mess we have in our hands. I understand from the city that they... The problem we had in 2020 with the riots, with everything, the city council wants to settle. They want to settle with the rioters, the 300 odd-on rioters or protesters, whatever you want to call them. I mean, I remember it, watching it on television on in my head, them walking out of Macy's, carrying everything they can carry, walking out of Macy's. And and the police were ordered, don't stop them. And now now the city council wants to pay them $21,000 each. I mean, what the heck is going on? Well, are we living in a bizarro world or what?
We sure are. Now, I think it is disgraceful. You remember that well as I do. The city was facing anarchy. The protesters were intent on provoking mayhem and grinding the city to a halt. There were several days of violent demonstration. And in this particular case, they violated a curfew that Mayor de Blasio put in for two nights. And the police were forced to take aggressive action and make arrests. And by the way, nobody spent any time in jail as a result of those arrests. In the citywide riots that lasted quite a while, in the Bronx, in Manhattan, in Brooklyn, about 1,000 cops all told were injured. But you're right, I think it's actually the Corporation Council that's looking to settle this case. And settlement is all the Corporation Council seems to know when it comes to the NYPD. God forbid they should have to go to trial on some case.
Corporation Council, isn't that former Commissioner McGuire's son?
I think he works for the police commissioner. He's not the Corporation Council.
Okay.
But all they do is settle these cases. What about going to trial on some of them? They know that the city will only throw money at these radical groups and that it might amount to them as a payday. And it sure did, or it sure will. So it is absolutely, I think, gut-wrenching that they continue to do this. And you know what? A lot of the lawyers who bring these cases used to work for the Corporation Council. So they spend a few years there, and they go into a private law practice, and guess what? They sue the city, and they know, you know, they know the ins and outs of how to do that. They know what amount to ask for. So the city will settle. They know where the settlement bar is. It's just a vicious circle. But to do this in the face of the anarchy that we've faced in 2020, I think is so reprehensible.
I mean, I remember it like yesterday. They were walking out of Macy's with everything they can carry. Hundreds of them.
Yeah, right in the heart of Manhattan. But these things happen in Brooklyn and the Bronx. This particular case, by the way, happened in the Bronx. But there'll be more cases to come as a result of those riots. And you can rest assured that the Corporation Council is leaning in the direction of settlement. We're going to just throw money at it.
Now, if you were mayor... If you were Mayor Ray, and many people would have loved for you to run, what would you have done in this situation?
I certainly would have backed the police. They were caught short by the demonstrations, after George Floyd's terrible death. If you remember, Mayor de Blasio said, go easy, go easy. Well, he didn't tell that to the demonstrators. He didn't tell that to the people who injured over 1,000 cops. So I think you have to take, and should have taken, a very hard line. You have to keep the city functioning. And these people were hell-bent on shutting it down.
Right now, the only thing we're depending on, the budget comes due April 1st in Albany. And Governor Patterson has advised Governor Hochul that she's got a lot of power to do the right thing as far as bail reform. Have you heard anything?
Yeah, I've heard absolutely nothing. There's no way that they're going to change that. You know why? Because they can just do it. They're doing this. They're sticking a finger in the eye of New Yorkers because they have the power to do it. It makes absolutely no sense for New York State to be the only state in the union where dangerousness is not considered by a judge. And they want it that way. And they've said as much. They're ignoring the governor. It doesn't look like the governor has much clout to begin with. So I'm certainly not optimistic about the change in bail laws. Yeah, and it gives the mayor something to hide behind. He can always say, hey, the city council is not doing it. What can I do? So I think we're in sort of a catch-22 situation here. And I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel, unfortunately.
Well, here at WABC, where your son is on every day between 2 o'clock and between 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock, you always have a voice. So if you have something to say, please call us, call me, call your son, and we'll speak out. Look, we're on the verge of maybe saving Chicago. Have you heard that?
Yes. I hope that is, something that may indicate we're turning a corner on some of this. That mayor was absolutely horrible and arrogant and really a radical. So we'll have to see. They're not out of the woods yet. This is now a runoff, and we'll see what happens there. But the power of these unions, the teachers' union, for instance, in Chicago, very powerful. Backing the minority candidate. We'll see what happens. But it at least was some bright light on what may happen in the future. It's not going to happen in New York for quite a while, unfortunately.
Well, we all pray for New York. Yeah. And I hope the governor, she's a tough Irish girl. I hope she stands up and does something. And Commissioner Ray Kelly, thank you for everything you've done for our city and our country, and we'll catch up with you again real soon.
Thanks so much, John. Appreciate it. Take care.